You're listening to SBS News.
Victoria is dealing with another community outbreak of coronavirus, with four people who are all relatives living in two separate households in Melbourne's north testing positive. A man from Whittlesey and his male relative got tested on Sunday after one of them developed symptoms last Thursday. They both tested positive, as did a woman and a preschool-aged child who are close contacts. People who attended the Jump Swim School in Bundoora last Friday between 8:55 and 10:15 in the morning are required to get tested immediately and quarantine for 14 days. And people who are at the High Point Shopping Centre in Maribyrnong between 5 and 8 p.m. last Thursday are required to test immediately and stay isolated until further notice from the health authorities. Given the large number of people who would have been at that major shopping centre, Victoria's testing clinics will stay open until 8 o'clock each night. Victoria's Health Minister Martin Foley says there are no indications the four cases are linked to any of the exposure sites visited by a Victorian man who contracted coronavirus after being in hotel quarantine in Adelaide.
Given the proximity of the gentleman from early May who returned from hotel quarantining in Adelaide, who lives in that city, we don't rule out the prospect that there is a link. The dates don't line up immediately, so we can't rule out that there's a missing link out there.
On the vaccination rollout, there's concern some Australians over 50 are waiting until the Pfizer vaccine becomes available because of fears over an extremely rare blood clotting disorder that's been linked to the AstraZeneca vaccine. Government advice is that most people over 50 should receive AstraZeneca. Australia's Chief Medical Officer, Professor Paul Kelly, says waiting for Pfizer is not advisable.
If you are in those groups that are eligible for vaccination, please do not hesitate. If you're concerned about side effects or risk and benefit analysis, go and talk to your GP or your trusted medical advisor, because that's the sort of conversations you have every day with your GP or your trusted medical advisor, really helping you to weigh up that risk and benefit of any medical treatment to make the decision which is best for you and your health.
Professor Kelly says the aged care rollout is going extremely well. 67% of residential aged care homes now have fully vaccinated residents, while 95% of the facilities have had a first dose visit. Three members of Australia's Olympic skateboarding team have contracted coronavirus in the United States. The two team members and their coach are part of an Australian contingent that had flown to the US early this month for an Olympic qualifier in the state of Iowa. One of those who was infected has chosen to identify herself with a post on Instagram, Charlotte Heath writing she was bummed out not being able to compete. The three team members have been isolated from others. Australia's chef de mission Ian Chesterman says he understands that all the athletes who took part in the US trip had received one dose of the Pfizer vaccine.
Everybody had one injection prior to leaving of the vaccination. They'll get a second one over there now, and it is most unfortunate that they've finished up in this situation where they're unable to compete for that qualifying event. But we'll still have a very strong skateboarding team in Tokyo.
When Australia's international border does reopen, inbound passengers will be able to provide proof of vaccination through a digital passenger declaration before they check in for their flight to Australia. The system could allow Australians to return from travel without a quarantine period and may also recognise international vaccination certificates. Home Affairs Secretary Michael Pezzullo has told Senate Estimates the government is hoping to trial the program by early next year.
We're going to have to bake in and build in health information into that declaration, and there's no point being told that when you're an hour or two out from landing. So the point I made in my opening statement is that the digital permission document, or the digital passenger declaration, mm-hmm. rather, will have to be mounted onto our system such that we receive that information as you check in and before you check in, so that you are green to travel. That is not an easy technical solution, and we are working through that as quickly as we can.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Diet, SBS News.